This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here and join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
So, I think we finished up the caffeine DUI story. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. Where a man is being charged with a DUI when all he tested positive for was caffeine out in California. That trial is scheduled to start in January. And, of course, you're welcome to comment on whatever happens to be on your mind. We actually started out by saying we were going to continue a story from last night that we barely got started on, which is why is Starbucks this sort of battleground for cultural stuff? Like, you've got, and political controversies. You've got the Operation Hashtag Trump Cup, where 29-year-old Timothy Treadstone, according to an article opinion piece over at the Washington Post by Maura Judkis, that he posted a video of Starbucks employees allegedly calling the police on a man who insisted that baristas write Trump on his cup. Then Operation Hashtag Trump Cup was born. Treadstone encouraged Trump supporters to go to Starbucks, give their name as Trump, and take video if the barista refused to use the name. He said, quote, "We have a culture war to win. I'm a Trump supporter. I thought that when Trump won, I might just wake up and America would be great again. Guess what? It wasn't." Obviously,
why would that happen?
I don't know.
Because the guy doesn't know how society functions.
He says, obviously, a lot of people aren't happy with us, and we need to stand up for our freedom and for our First Amendment, unquote. Now, the article points out the First Amendment protects your right to free speech and expression without government interference, but it does not protect against interference by private businesses such as Starbucks. Besides, taking customers' names is not even an official company policy. According to Starbucks spokesperson Reggie Borges, it's, quote, a fun ritual in our stores, unquote, who said Starbucks does not require employees to call out names. So they're just doing it because it's fun and it helps communicate to their
and
customers.
It's a little more personal than
sure.
Number 47.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number 47,
I mean,
who had the frappy latte?
It's more effective. You know what your name is. Even
right.
If they gave you a number or even called out your order, that sometimes, for some reason, doesn't get people's attention.
Yeah, you're more likely to hear your name in a cacophonous environment.
And like this genre of people is really bad at boycotting things.
You mean the Trump people?
Not the Trump people, but this subset of conservatives are just really bad at boycotting things.
Like, we're going to go to the place that we disagree with
money.
And give them money.
Yeah.
Well, they are allegedly boycotting Rogue One because there's a female lead.
For real?
Yeah, we covered it on... You were not here the night that we covered it. But, yeah, we covered this a couple weeks ago.
So did they also boycott the other Star Wars that came out last year, The Force Awakens, for the same reason?
I don't know if there was such a thing as an alt-right a year ago.
Oh, I see.
But
I think there was.
I don't think it was called that. Like, I had not heard the term alt-right until probably over the summer.
Well, anyway, I thought the Rogue One movie was actually pretty good. Yes, it had a female lead, but so what? Who cares? So do a bunch of great movies.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have... I
so,
wish I could
so
have been
the,
here for that.
The, yeah. The, you were actually at the Rogue One movie.
Yeah, it was my night off. Yeah.
What's the one with Jennifer Lawrence?
The Hunger Games?
Yeah, that yeah. one. The female one. Lead.
Aliens. Alien.
It was okay that the Hunger Games had a female lead because there were no men around to do it. In Star Wars,
there were men in the Hunger Games.
There were a bunch of men.
I understand that.
There was a male co-star.
She had no brother to take her place, so it was okay that her sister did it. Whereas in Star Wars,
no,
they should have picked a male fighter.
There had to be a male and a female for
right.
each district in the Hunger
well,
Games.
Right, but Rose... Was her name Rose? The one who
Prim
got
Rose?
Picked. Primrose didn't have a brother to stand in her place. So
but
it's okay
it
that her sister did it.
But it wouldn't have mattered if she
had to
pick a brother because there had to be a female.
But there didn't have to be a female that was the center of the story.
But there had to be a female that was a representative of
right,
the district.
Right, but because it wasn't, because it was out of necessity or, well, in that case they were just being victimized, but it's okay that the woman volunteered because she was volunteering for her sister and there was no brother, is what I'm saying.
Well, if there were a brother, he wouldn't have been able to volunteer anyway, because they already picked the, they had the other guy that they picked.
Okay, well, yeah, that's true, too.
So, going on here with a story from the Washington Post. The movement is an attempt to troll Starbucks' famously liberal baristas into being hypocritical in some fashion, to refuse to serve a customer in the same way that some opponents of same-sex marriage want to refuse service to gay couples, said Eric Owens, interim director of the Boise Center for Religion and American Public Life at Boston College. Hashtag Trump Cup is a spinoff of a movement called Hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks, which Joshua Furstein, an evangelical social media personality, started in 2015 when Starbucks released a minimalist red cup that people criticized for being too plain, a design that Starbucks intended as a blank slate holiday celebration for all faiths. He said at the time, quote, I felt as though a point needed to be made that we as Americans are tired of political correctness and the cultural cleansing of anything related to Jesus, i.e. Christmas, unquote. He wrote in an email, in a video. Furstein encouraged his followers to go to Starbucks and give their names as Merry Christmas so that baristas would write it on the cup. Furstein's video alleged that Starbucks employees are instructed not to say Merry Christmas, and Borjas denied that.
How would he even know that? How would he know
you
that
could hear
restricted?
A rumor. I mean, you, some someone who worked at Starbucks could tell you that.
I don't think he verified that in any way.
Right. Whether it was true or not, another question. Their spokesperson says, our baristas are not provided a script or a policy around greeting customers, he said. The movement caught on, and even President-elect Donald Trump, at that time one of 14 candidates in the primary field, jumped into the fray. He said at a rally, quote, that's the end of that lease, referring to the Starbucks in Trump Tower. If I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you, unquote.
If I don't say Merry Christmas next year, do I wind up in jail because that's what President Trump wants?
Seems like he's suggesting
that. I think that these people are spending way too many resources, and these people, the people who complain about how they are greeted at retail and restaurant establishments during the fourth quarter of the year, they really need to divert a lot of their resources away from what greeting they get and towards anything else.
Yeah. Well, these people obviously have nothing better to do.
And a lot of these people are also upset. I don't know why I gotta press one for English. This is America.
But the country you're calling is not.
Ironically,
I mean, the company you're calling is not.
Instead of boycotting the business, many of the Starbucks-related social media movements involve mobilizing people to actually spend money at a company whose views they presumably disagree with. Furstein says that his followers, quote, flooded Starbucks to participate, unquote, in Merry Christmas Starbucks. He didn't answer a question asking whether his message outweighed the company's potential financial gain. Treadstone was fine with spending money there. He said this was never meant to be a boycott. He told the Washington Post, I love Starbucks. As many people have pointed out on social media,
it's probably not a good fit for this particular individual.
The people who are offended by Starbucks cups are often the same people who accuse their political rivals of being too sensitive about things like the Confederate flag. Now, that's an interesting point, and it goes to the point that maybe you guys talked about on that Thursday night show about Rogue One, and that is that these people who are the alt-right are just as sensitive as the SJWs, the, what does that stand
social
for again? Social justice warriors that they rail against.
The alt-right is basically, you know, sort of a culture justice. We got to protect our culture.
That's a great point.
Culture justice warriors.
So, yeah, they're just as hypocritical and just as oversensitive. Going on here, Owens said that it's a transparent attempt to stir up false conflict in order to rally a certain subset of Christians against so-called liberal culture, unquote. Starbucks holiday cups have often featured non-denominational holiday symbols such as snowmen and stars. As you pointed out, Daryl, your cup, you actually went there today. It had some Christmas ornaments on it.
It's got a bunch of Christmas ornaments on it.
Which presumably would be related to a Christmas tree, which could be related to Christmas the holiday.
Yep, it's definitely not a Kwanzaa bush or a Festivus poll, because a Festivus poll is rightly unadorned.
Those images, however, of the snowmen and stars have also been politicized. In 2011, the company was accused of featuring a nutcracker that looked like the Guy Fawkes mask, then a symbol of Occupy Wall Street. Starbucks said it was a coincidence. And it's not the only company to stick to bland seasonal greetings. Last year, McDonald's cup was purple with an image of a wreath and the phrase, "Welcome home." This year's design features a Christmas tree, as does the Dunkin' Donuts cup. And I've seen stories where these War on Christmas types are claiming that they have won the war on Christmas, that Christmas has won the war.
If they've won, can we
over.
All just stop?
Yeah, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about starting your own blog or website coming up in 2017, well, we've got a good offer for you. And in fact, an amazing offer from HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. We're talking about 50% off, 50% off of their regular hosting prices. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, here's how you get the deal. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. And you get 50% off for however long of the initial term you choose. So if you choose 3 years, you get it for 3 years. If you choose 6 months, you only get 50% off for 6 months. So keep that in mind when you make the decision. You're going to get 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support. You'll get a one-click, easy installation for WordPress, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, and add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you'll see why HostGator is one of the top hosting companies. Get a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you by going to HostGator.com/FTL. We've been talking about these ludicrous Starbucks trends. I mean, they're not, you can't call them boycotts because they're advocating that people go to Starbucks.
And it's not really a boycott either because, yeah, well,
so a boycott responds to a boycott usually.
Right, but, you know, they are giving money and they have a purpose of, I want to try to make the baristas say Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah, they're not
even, I mean, I don't think most of the baristas even care if they say Merry Christmas, or like if you walked in like a decent human being and was like, hey, can you put Merry Christmas on my cup? Like, I don't think that would be a problem, and I think they just do it.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are fairly upbeat personalities. They don't tend to hire, I mean, I don't go much to Starbucks, but every now and then when I've gone in there, they seem cheery. You know, they seem like friendly folks. You don't want to have some grump working the front counter at a place like that. So if somebody asks you to say whatever it is they ask you to say, as long as it's not profane, they're likely going to say it. And they're going to smile.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably go in and, especially when they had the red cup, you could probably be like, hey, can you draw some, like, smiley faces and snowman and write Merry Christmas or whatever? Like, I mean, I think they'd probably just do it if you're
just
like a human.
Or when they say, what's your name, say, smiley face, and see if they draw a smiley face.
The Starbucks design of their cups has changed for this year, inspired by customers who drew on last year's plain red cups. The company has released elaborate but secular designs, birch trees, snowflakes, strings of holiday lights, and Santa with his sleigh. The spokesperson for Starbucks said it would have been difficult for us to ignore the feedback from last year, and we take it in stride, both positive and negative, unquote. Maybe that's why a promotional video features a cup with a drawing of Jesus in the manger, a design that does not appear on any cups in stores. Still, Furstein and others seem pleased with the change. This is one of the people who created one of the trends in previous years. He says, it looks like the American people have been heard, and we not only saved Christmas, we elected Donald Trump as our next president and saved the country.
Saved Christmas. Christmas is in such a bad state that it needs Starbucks to save it. Like, then Christmas is probably just going to have a bad time. But I don't think that's the case. But, like, I don't know, like, Starbucks is not your church. They're a place you go to buy coffee.
Well,
why
maybe Starbucks is not your church. Maybe it is this guy's church. But here's some suggestions to Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and pretty much every other place that, you know, puts liquid in a cup and then hands the cup to a customer. Don't change your cups for certain holiday, just whatever cup you use in
June.
Well,
no, because then that would be, they'd have a problem with that, too. This group of people would have a problem with whatever they did, unless they had, like, a photograph of their particular church with the contact information on the cup. Like, it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, don't change the cup ever, and then, you know, nobody can really get upset because what you did.
Yeah, but then they'll get bored because they're not changing the cups. Let's go to Mike. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, before I throw in my 2 cents here, I want to thank you all for working through the holidays.
That's all right. I appreciate
it. You should be forgiven for taking a few days off, but it shows you guys are real troopers and want to get out the word, you know. And
We take a day off. Daryl takes Tuesdays off. I take Thursday off.
Well, I'm off the air on Tuesday nights, but like I don't actually take days off.
Well, yeah, I mean when you run your own business, there's never really truly a day off. When you work for yourself, you can work as much as you want. But it is every now and then we'll take some time for ourselves. So go ahead. Thanks for the appreciation. What were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, well, it's great. Listening to rerun talk shows like reading yesterday's newspaper. But I want to talk about maybe the so-called war on Christmas and maybe Starbucks. And this whole thing with Starbucks, it's a tempest in a teapot. They can make whatever cups they want to. And I don't know how widespread this controversy is. I haven't heard anything about it here locally, here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. But, I mean, it's just a coffee shop. Why make a big deal out of that? And it's their business, and if they start showing favoritism to one religion, then all the other religions are going to be mad and demand that their religion be exemplified,
Well, maybe the reason you're not hearing about it is
the war on Christmas, the so-called war on Christmas. Probably the war is too strong of a word. I'm a Christian, but I personally think that it's basically an assault on Christianity.
What is?
So the attack, Christmas being the premier.
But what is the assault? I mean, what is the assault? You said you haven't heard anything about this where you live. So what is the assault on Christianity or Christmas?
Well, you have the ACLU suing small towns for putting for having a major scene.
That's not an assault on Christmas. That has to do with equal access to government property. If the government is going to associate itself with a manger scene on government property, they also have to allow the Satanists to come in and put up a satanic ritual scene.
Or allow the Jewish synagogue to put up, a menorah for
the Church
Hanukkah.
Of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I mean, we've seen these stories all across the country, and that has to do with the state kind of picking favorites among religions. They're not supposed to do that. That's not an assault on Christmas. You can have a manger scene at your church. You can have it in your front yard. You can have it on your business's property. Any property that you have control of, you are allowed to have those things.
And I mean, they're pretty much just telling you that they're not going to buy a manger scene for you. And I'm not entirely sure why money for Christmas decorations or any kind of decorations is a proper expenditure of government funds.
Well, it may not be the government that's spending the money, Melanie. A lot of these are just churches who are authorized to put up their scene on a government property.
Okay, so it's unlit, I guess.
Well,
if it's lit, then the city's still paying.
I see what you're saying.
I can guarantee you that the lights that were put up on that big tree in Central Square was done by the city of Keene.
But that, you could argue, is secular and not that's not a manger scene.
I mean, it's secular enough to get away with it, but it's still wasteful spending.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, Mike, it's not really an attack on Christmas what the ACLU is doing. They're defending the freedom of religion in that particular case. Thank you for your call tonight.
It's not a violation of the Constitution, though.
I appreciate it. It's not a violation of the Constitution. This is Free Talk Live.
What's not a violation of the
Constitution? Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. We can talk about the so-called war on Christmas or whatever you want to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? You're going to need to have Bitcoin, and then you can save easily 15%, 10%, maybe even as much as 20% off of the things that you purchase at Amazon through saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Again, the key factor is you have to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can't use Save It Purse. So this is a major reason why you should consider getting Bitcoin, because if you can save 10% on everything that you buy from here on out at Amazon, that alone is worth it to look into Bitcoin. I think, you know, you can get Bitcoin as low as 1% over market value if you are willing to give up some of your financial privacy by connecting your bank account, for instance, to companies like Coinbase. And so you pay 1% for the Bitcoin, then turn around and save 10% at saveatpurse.com. You've saved 9% in the aggregate there. So saveatpurse.com. Go there, learn more, get started. I've been doing it for more than 2 years and have saved around $1,400 US dollars on the various different purchases I've made over those years. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but just real fast, the last caller that we had on was talking about how he believes that the ACLU suing towns over putting up nativity displays on town property is somehow a violation of the Constitution, and he's wrong about that. The violation is the violation of the freedom of religion when the town assents to allowing just one church to put up their particular display on a holiday. If you want to go and stand with a sign outside of town hall, you can do that. That's fine.
If you want to go stand with a nativity scene outside of town hall, you can do that too.
Well, if you're holding on to it, if you leave it there,
you have to hold it.
Right. When I was bringing up the sign, what I meant was if you leave something there, like you pound the sign into the ground, then it becomes like a permanent or semi-permanent display, and everybody else needs to be allowed to have one of theirs, or else the town is in violation of, you know, clearly violating the right to freedom of religion. And so, yes, if you want to stand there with a sign and nobody else shows up, that's fine. If somebody else shows up with like an atheist sign or a Satan sign or a Jewish sign or something like that, and you've got a Christian sign, then everybody can have their signs there. And in theory, everybody should be allowed to have their display if they're going to allow one. So it's either you allow everyone to have their display or you allow no one to have their display
yes.
on these town properties. And these have been ruled over and over again, and, you know, they're ruled in the favor of freedom of religion by the courts most of the time. So it's this pretty settled legal case.
And the federal Supreme Court has been pretty consistent on exactly what you said. They can allow them, but then they have to allow everybody.
Right.
And individuals can do whatever they want on, not whatever they want, but speech-wise, on their own property, on property that will let them, and to the most extent on government property. And the other thing is, the ACLU cannot violate the Constitution. If the ACLU found someone who was saying something they didn't like and they droned him, they would not be guilty of violating the Constitution. They would be guilty of murder.
Right.
But the ACLU cannot violate the Constitution because the only entity that can violate the Constitution is the United States federal government and subsidiaries thereof, so states, cities,
states and
towns.
Locals. Yeah, if you've got a religious display and it's in your front yard and the town comes after you for that, that's a violation
yes.
of your property rights. And then I would say you're absolutely being oppressed.
Right, and from a legal standpoint, it would be a violation of the Constitution.
But they're going to claim, well, zoning or whatever, they got their ordinances that prevent things like that, and they'll claim that it would apply to any religion, but I think that it should be your property rights. You should be able to put whatever you want there.
It would,
and that includes a gory Halloween display. So some people, they're like, well, I want my nativity scene, but I don't want that guy to have his ugly Halloween display up. No. Property rights mean that everybody needs to have their property respected, and they should be able to put up whatever kind of diorama that they want to.
Yes.
So. Well, even if the town was saying they weren't allowing any religious displays on your own property, that would still be unconstitutional. You would have to do something that otherwise violated zoning regardless of content.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Charlie is in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Ms. Melanie, before I get to my question and comment, I hate having to call in all the time. This role has gone totally crazy, but I have to when I know things. And do you have an email that I can send info to?
I don't know if I want to say my email on the radio.
Well, no.
Send it to Ian at Free Talk Live, and Ian could get it to Melanie in theory.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't
have to go to any specific person there. I just, you know, it's...
Okay, because I don't have a Free Talk Live
broken
email.
And it's just hard for me to hang on hold.
I gotcha.
Free Talk Live... Just
Ian at freetalklive.com, that'd be fine,
okay,
Charlie. But we very rarely read emails. I just want to make something clear. I don't remember the last time we read an email on the air, so, you know,
yeah.
If you want to get your opinion out, the best way to do it is to call in.
I'm on Facebook.
It's just info. And,
gotcha.
Like, the last time I talked with the guy with the MMJ card, I just got that on the news as I was waiting, and I was glad that Daryl was able to flesh it out for me, because they didn't have.
So Charlie, were you calling for another reason tonight, or to just ask about email?
No, I I'm calling about the caffeine thing, and
okay,
I can
sure.
almost guarantee you what happened, because I've dealt with these things, is the serf dared pull in front of his master, and how dare he do that? I'm sure the guy was livid when he could not find anything to charge him with, and the government's gone after, they used to have rock stars and something else with, they had caffeine and stuff in it, but you can still
I think you're talking about the Four Loko and a couple other things where it was caffeine and alcohol.
But you can still do the same thing.
Of course.
It didn't change anything.
You just have to mix it.
Like Sharam, the Indian cigarettes illegal. All they did was change the name to Little Cigars, and they still sell them. And they're saying, well, they appeal to kids, but hey, it's illegal for kids to smoke anyway.
And that sure does stop the kids from smoking, doesn't it, Charlie?
I know. And the thing is, I've made it a habit of embarrassing these idiots any chance I got, and it finally got to the point where last time I was in court, it was bizarre. They had like every cop in the building, and even the presiding justice court judge in there, watching the sergeant that was, basically prosecuting me, lie.
They lie all the time, and it's hard to prove it.
It's the only way they could win against me. And finally, in the middle of the thing, the judge got up and walked out because he couldn't stand it. And after
he couldn't stand what?
Like, well, I cannot win. And if you want to, the thing about the caffeine, you might as well put the federal government down as a conspirator or an accomplice, because they run U.S. DOT PSAs on stopping and taking a nap, and be sure that you get a caffeinated beverage.
Really?
The
government's actually advocating that people drive while caffeinated. Thank you for the call, Charlie.
Right.
I appreciate it. I haven't seen those ads, but I don't watch TV, so that would explain why. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of your calls coming up here. As is pointed out in the story at the Washington Post, the idea that something as simple as a Starbucks cup could either save or ruin Christmas would have seemed absurd for much of the company's history. In the early days, Starbucks was almost snooty, serving espresso to people who were too good for regular drip coffee. It was distinctly left coast, not to mention it required Americans to learn Italian. The country struggled with words like doppio, venti, and macchiato. We'll continue with more on Starbucks and the controversy with your calls as well, coming up here on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, which you can do for $5 a month with any major credit card via PayPal. We've also got the options for Visa and MasterCard right there on the website, as well as Bitcoin. So it's a great way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So please join us over at the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let me just sum up this story here, and we'll get right back into your calls. From the Washington Post, it's an article about why is Starbucks this battleground for all things cultural and political. Maura Judkiss at the Washington Post. I think she's been making some really good points throughout this here. Why people are arguing over things like cups is just absolutely ridiculous. But she points out, today, Starbucks has more than 12,000 shops in the United States, and 80% of the country lives less than 20 miles from a grande eggnog latte. Derek Rucker, said, the marketing professor at Northwestern University, says Starbucks has a broader target based on the ubiquity of the brand. With that broader target, you're more likely to get difference of opinion. Part of the reason Starbucks is a frequent target is because of its chief executive, Howard Schultz. He's outspoken about his politics. In 2013, Schultz requested that customers not bring guns into his stores, even in states where open carry is permitted. He launched Race Together, a widely mocked attempt to start a conversation about race in stores, and he endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Just before the election, Starbucks released a green cup with an illustration of more than 100 people drawn with one continuous line. Quote, a symbol of unity as a reminder of our shared values and the need to be good to each other, unquote, said Schultz in a news release. People thought it was the holiday cup, and a mass freakout ensued. Schultz, by the way, was raised Jewish. But other companies headed by Democrat-endorsing chief executives have not found themselves in the crosshairs nearly as much. Calls for Republicans to boycott Netflix and Costco did not take off in the way that Starbucks protests have. This may be because Starbucks' history of these types of protests builds upon itself, making the brand a symbolic target for right-wing demonstrators. Rucker says the stage has almost been set for not only consumers but also media to be sensitive to what Starbucks has done, perhaps more than other brands.
And I've also heard, and, you know, there's not necessarily mention of this in this article, but I've heard people speculate that some of the, you know, supposed hysteria and outrage is sort of maybe fabricated to where somebody might create 4 or 5 Twitter accounts to retweet all of a sudden one tweet to make it look like, oh, there's like 5 people that are upset about this, and then other people see that and retweet, and so then, you know,
you don't get other people
something to be viral all of a sudden.
I see what you're saying, but you don't just create a new Twitter account. Your Twitter account would have to have followers in order for it to be seen retweeting things.
Right, but...
Well, but if you have one real Twitter account, I think it tells you, like, how many times... What you're
oh, something has been retweeted.
Retweeted.
I see what you're saying.
Right. So if you have one or two that are, you know, real Twitter accounts that have existed for a while and have followers, and then you create a fake account to make one tweet, and then the real accounts retweet it, and then you can go on Fiverr and pay people $5 to retweet stuff to people.
Many of us go into the same coffee shop every day, said Rucker, so when there's a violation, it's not so easily overlooked. Potentially customers are, quote, more vested in their experience there. Coffee's a ritual, and when it gets political, it's personal. After all, your name is on the cup, except when it's Trump's name instead. Your thoughts are welcome here. We go to John. He is in Mexico, on with us via Skype. Go ahead, John.
Hi. I wanted to make a few comments. Earlier, someone remarked about war on Christmas and ACLU, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys correctly said, you know, the city can't allow certain displays, not others. The exact language or the common language used by the courts would be a content-based restriction or a content-neutral restriction.
Right.
So if the city, and this, there was a recent case, I'm just looking at it now, it was in Indiana, they allowed a cross, and according to the story in USA Today, the city admitted they couldn't win the lawsuit against ACLU, so they took down the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys noted, that was the city saying, we don't want to allow everyone and their mother, including those devotees of the flying spaghetti monster, to put up anything they want. We only want something that we call Christian. And when they realized someone won't like that, they backed down because they would be imposing content-based restrictions which violate the First Amendment.
That's correct. They figured they'd try it to see if they got away with it, which is generally how the government does this stuff, is they'll go ahead and break, you know, violate the Constitution until somebody like the ACLU takes notice and files a lawsuit. Yeah.
The other key point I wanted to raise tonight, which is, again, for those people who remember Barack Obama promising he would stop all raids in states where they had legalized marijuana. And of course,
I remember that joke.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So now that there's so many people who are enthused about Trump, and, you know, we know Alex Jones has a direct line to Trump, I would encourage everyone and their mother, contact Alex Jones Show as much as possible, C-SPAN, contact the Trump White House, contact their congressmen and senators, not theirs, but those people who are in Washington, and say, hey, you know, let's have Trump put his money where his mouth is, you know, either put tell them you don't want Jeff Sessions to be the new head of the Justice Department, something, you know, maybe there could be some traction, maybe something could be better, but it's worth a shot. I, you know, again, I'm an anarchist like you guys, but at the same time, there might be a move to kind of change the national policy on that.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm not going to be calling up Trump or whoever to ask him for any favors, but, you know, I guess you're right. It doesn't hurt to ask, except it could waste your time if nothing ends up changing. So I guess right. It could hurt from that aspect. So you're calling us from Mexico. I guess I'm curious. You're in Durango, you said. What are you doing down there? Were you from there originally? How's life in Mexico?
No. I called before, and you guys mocked me when I explained my research about vaccines, but it's still Dr. Jones. But I'm teaching down here, you know. So I just got a job outside the country. It's a little bit easier.
Don't recall a Dr. Jones calling in about vaccines.
It was a night I wasn't here. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the airwaves with us here. So, I mean, any quick comparisons between living in the United States and living in Mexico?
Yeah, a couple. No, obviously, things are relatively cheaper. I'm paying a lot less for high-speed internet. But The main thing is that cops don't bother me or my family, and I'm not worried if I'm, you know, I don't have a car, but I rent a car, or I'm driving a car, I'm not worried I'm going to get pulled over, and it's just, it's sad to say, but I feel a lot freer.
Interesting.
From state oppression in Mexico.
Because the big claim is, you got to be afraid of traveling in Mexico, the police are going to waylay you, and they're going to demand bribes.
I've never heard that. Well, I've heard the claim about bribes for if they pull you over and catch you doing something. I've never heard fears of police. I've heard fears of civilians.
Right. The easiest thing, again, in terms of driving, is just kind of don't drive about 100 miles an hour on the freeway. That's the easiest thing. But just in general, you know, again, my understanding is the police in the United States were organized, if you think traditionally, historically, as a slave-catching group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that motivation, that racial mentality, and the drug war is so just ingrained in all cops in the United States. They're pull out guns that shoot first, ask questions later. But in Mexico, they don't see the whole population as the enemy.
Hmm.
So, you know, you don't see instances of cops just grabbing 60-year-old ladies and slamming them to the ground. You know, they just wouldn't, they don't do that because they think of people as their relatives. I've seen the same thing in Turkey, the same thing in Bosnia. It's just a different mentality by police generally, and they're just a lot more laid back. So that's for me, because I've been hassled by cops over and over. I get hassled at the border coming into the United States, get screamed at, yelled at, come into Mexico, and they say, oh, how are you doing? Nice to see you. Please come help our
economy.
Yeah, it's a total different attitude.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. If you got more stories from Mexico, I'm sure you're welcome to tell them. We'd love to hear them. Of course, we're going to be visiting down that way in Acapulco. It'll come up in February. So we'll be at Anarcapulco, February 25th through the 28th. And thanks, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate the input. It's been Ian here with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Check out Daryl at libertylobby.info. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.